Welcome to Econ 91.9, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Shaywan Cochran. This week, a rounding off point for the AK LNG project. The public comment period for a draft environmental impact statement closed this week, but not before the Mat-Su Borough filed yet another motion asking federal regulators to again review the possibility of locating the terminus of the cross-state natural gas line at Port McKenzie. As a quick recap, the project is set to go into basically cold storage after this environmental review is done. There aren't any private companies willing to do it, and the state-funded corporation that has been in charge has been steadily trimming its staff as its funding runs out this year. After more than a decade of fieldwork and billions of dollars, both public and private, invested in the project, the only parties turning a profit right now seem to be the attorneys. I spoke with Larry Persily, who wrote about the latest round of filings for the Alaska Journal of Commerce.
Kenai has an attorney of the record in Washington, D.C. Mat-Su has an attorney of record in Washington, D.C. Valdez is using an Anchorage attorney. And, yeah, they're expensive. And I do, as a member of the public, I kind of scratch my head a little bit and think, how much are you spending to fight over a project that doesn't exist?
We're looking at March or June of next year to get a decision from FERC on this environmental draft impact statement. At that point, will this question of Valdez, Nikiski, or Port McKenzie, will that be settled at that point?
That final impact statement would say, hey, this is the preferred site. This is the one we've determined is the least environmentally damaging practical option, and it would be, at this point, it looks to be Nikiski. Certainly could change, but I would expect it's Nikiski. At that point, that's FERC's decision, and if someone wanted to challenge it, they'd have to go to court. And the only parties that can legally go to court to challenge a final decision by FERC are interveners. City of Valdez is an intervener. The Matanuska-Sisseton Borough is an intervener. And so is the Kenai Borough. There's some other groups. But I guess to answer the question, FERC's decision would be final for the location, subject to someone who doesn't like it and has legal standing wanting to go to court and challenge it, and then also subject to whether anybody ever builds it.
So that's the biggest part of it, is there's still, as you mentioned, there's still, we're spending a lot of time and effort and energy reviewing a project that technically doesn't really exist anywhere but on paper.
Right. 20-some years ago, federal regulators gave approval to building an LNG plant in Valdez, and that obviously never got built. So just because you get a federal EIS, just because you get FERC authorization, doesn't mean you build it. The other irony in the lower 48, not surprising, even in Texas now, you see a lot of opposition in the lower 48 from communities, from different groups who don't want an LNG plant in their town, who don't want a pipeline. What's different here is we have three communities fighting over it. They all want it.
So many places in the lower 48, you're seeing a shift, a way we want to try to find another way to power ourselves, but that's not how we're doing it here.
Right. We're 180 degrees from down south, where a lot of communities, a lot of states, a lot of different groups are fighting against pipelines and gas plants and oil plants and terminals in their community, on their waterfront. Here, you have three communities spending a lot of money on lawyers because they're fighting for it. They're fighting over it, not against it. There's a lot of money, a lot of jobs. If it someday got built, it would be an economic benefit to whichever community gets it. The producers, the state through the Alaska Gas Line Development Corp, 6 years ago decided Nikiski was the best place. Not perfect. And there's problems with Nikiski, but there are fewer problems with Nikiski than there are with the Mat-Su or Valdez. That was the decision. It's been 6 years. I don't expect FERC to overrule that or come up with a different opinion. So I guess the question is, if the final EIS comes out in the spring of 2020 and FERC decides to give an authorization for this project and it says Nikiski, will the city of Valdez take it to federal court? Will the Matanuska-Sisseton Borough take it to federal court? I would like to think not, but I guess maybe we'd find out next year.
That was my talk with Larry Persily. He wrote about the AK LNG project this week for the Alaska Journal of Commerce. That will do it for this week's Econ 91.9. For Jay Barrett, I'm Shaywan Cochran. Have a great weekend.